Jeff Turner and I were talking about it this morning. We went back and poured over the play-by-play sheet and discovered that we had our last eight possessions down the last 2.5 minutes. We had, I think it was five turnovers, two missed threes, and one layup made by Jonathan Simmons. So that's the last eight possessions in a close game. And, you know, on the road against a good team like Portland, you're not going to win too many. But
no,
the
and
team
you,
played really, really, really well up until then, did a lot of great things.
They did.
And, you know, you look at the stat sheet, we shot 51% from the field. We made, what, 13 threes? Did a good job.
14, yeah, right.
14 threes. So did enough things to win. You play that well. That's what Steve Clifford said after the game. You know, if you play that well offensively on the road, you should win the game. But we just made too many mistakes in the end, didn't rebound well throughout the game. And so as a result, it's a close loss.
Well, we'll touch on that. You mentioned Steve Clifford. When we come back after the break, in the next segment, I definitely want to hit those comments, and we can kind of react to that as well. Well, let's go to the phone lines, 407-447-2145. Rob is hanging on. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey there, guys. I was actually going to just hit on those Clifford comments. I was thinking during the game.
Okay.
It's just kind of a strange game from the beginning till the end, good and bad. That last year, I feel like Frank Vogel would be saying, hey, you know, we hung in there on the road with a great team. I'm proud of our guys, proud of the effort. But Coach Cliff didn't seem to want any of that, didn't seem to really want to talk about it. And I wanted to know what you guys thought about that different perspective we're having where it's a win, you know, just a win or nothing mentality with Steve rather than these moral victories Frank was kind of preaching about after losses last year.
Well, it's interesting. I appreciate the call, Rob, and I think there's a number of ways to look at it, David, and obviously you weigh in here because you can speak to it. You've seen every coach that's come through here, and you've seen every philosophy that different coaches have. I think last year Frank felt it was more of a developmental kind of season and to kind of harp and beat up guys when you're trying to not that he wasn't trying to win, I'm not saying that, but I think it was kind of different circumstances, and Cliff has made it very clear. I'm coming in here, yeah, we're trying to develop players, but we're trying to win basketball games, and David, I would say he's trying to, kind of from that Stan Van Gundy mold, he's trying to set the expectations that you played well enough to win the basketball game, now you got to start winning these.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dante, and that's a great question by Rob, because it is a different tone this year. I think Frank's personality was such that he was a very positive person, you
right
know? I mean, that just by nature he was very positive, and I think that's that worked well for him in Indiana, and I think it's a strategy that, you know, that works well a lot of the times. But Steve is a different person. You know, I think he's a guy that is going to, you know, hold players accountable, and he's not afraid to publicly, you know, comment when things go wrong and call people out, maybe not specifically by name, but he's just going to pretty much tell it like it is and not accept, you know, the end of the game play that I described and the inability to rebound the ball. He's just going to call it out on it. And so, you know, I think they both have their different styles, and, you know, it's a matter of what fits best for your team at this particular time. I think Steve Clifford right now is a good fit for what this ball club needs right now.
No, you're exactly right. So you got one in Philadelphia. You got a quick one there, and it was my turn last night, David, to see that up close, right?
The end of the game, right? Post game interview was pretty short last night, wasn't it, Dante?
It was pretty short. I was. You warned me. You gave me all the warning in the world, and when it happened, I still didn't quite know how to react at the end of it. But listen, we will play those comments from Magic head coach Steve Clifford. More of your phone calls. Join us on the text line as well, 407-447-2145, or text 50857. We'll be back with David Steele in a moment here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center on 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/go magic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People have fun.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Oh, they got to get tougher.
Come on. You play that offensive game against that team on this in this arena, you got to win that game. You got to get some loose balls. We got to block out once in a great while. They hammered us on the glass. They beat us to every loose ball, which is a major weakness for our team. We got to effort on anything tough. So we play hard with the things that come natural to us. We'll move the ball. We had good energy, all that. We got to get tougher. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, there you go. Welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Aaron Berlin is our producer. We rejoin David Steele, television voice of the Magic on Fox Sports Florida. Those were Coach Clifford's comments after the Magic fall last night to the Portland Trailblazers. You know, upset with some effort areas, 13 offensive rebounds, namely for the Portland Trailblazers. Didn't amount to a ton of second chance points, but those 8 second chance points were costly. 15 Magic turnovers led to 17 Blazer points, and those were brutal. Those were definitely costly there down the stretch. And I guess as we bring in David again, number one, David, you were in that in Philadelphia. Number one, it's hard to not take that personally when you hear those comments. I got through about two or three words of my question, but I guess, you know, the coach making his point. He was not upset with those efforts. When it does get hard, that's now two games in a row where those were two winnable games that got away from this club.
Yeah, you're referring to the fact that that was his only comment after the game. So you didn't even get the question. You didn't get the words out of your mouth, and that's no. Where he went, and that was it. So he had a message he wanted to.
That's true.
He had a message he wanted to send, and he delivered it, and that's it. He did the same thing in Philadelphia, which was pretty much the same message, like Rob was saying, our caller earlier. There are no such thing as moral victories. We're here to win games. We're serious about, you know, playing winning basketball. And, you know, I think it's great. It didn't bother me at all the night he did it in Philly. And
no,
I'm sure, you know, you kind of feel the same way. It's, he'll probably do that another time or two before the season's over. But, you know, I respect that he is such a competitor and that he's holding people accountable. And I think it bodes well. I don't see this team letting up. You know, there have been some tough losses now, back to back to back. You take a look, take the Denver game out, which was a blowout at the front end of this trip. But the Toronto game, at Golden State, at Portland, you know, those are really good teams that we were right there and didn't get the win, and he's not satisfied with close losses against the best teams in the NBA. So I think that's gonna set us up well down the road.
No, I think you're right, and we remember that team responded after getting that talking to in Philadelphia, responded with a big win in Boston, and hopefully they're able to close out the trip here with the win tomorrow against Phoenix. David, I thought you had a terrific stat on the telecast last night, and you just mentioned the close games. If I'm not mistaken, it's now 15 games that you would consider late and close that the Magic have been in, and I think you said last night on the telecast that's the most in the league.
15 is the most. I think there were three or four teams that had been in 14 clutch games. That's in the last 5 minutes. It's a 5-point game. You're up five or you're down five. So that's a lot. That's 15 of 22 games that we've been in that have been. I call them 50-50 games, and
sure.
I think that our record is 8-7. So it's a, you know, 1/500. What happens is, if you look at it, the really good teams are not in very many of those. And the really bad teams are not in very many of those. So, you know, there's either extreme. You don't want to be on the latter. You don't want to be, you know,
in
five close games and your record's 4-17. But you'd like to be the Golden States, you know, where you've only been in a handful. Toronto have only been in a handful of close games, and they've won most of them. And they blow a lot of people out. But, you know, we're in that situation where we're fighting for every victory, and we're going to be in a lot of close games. But hopefully we get more than our share of wins.
Then, David, as you – speaking with David Steele from Fox Sports Florida, we're back at it tomorrow night. The Magic visit the Phoenix Suns. Florida on the Magic Radio Network. I guess what would you, I don't want to call it most troubling areas, but where do you think biggest room for improvement as you look at this team's play here the last couple of games, or what it's going to be to, what this team's going to need to do to turn it around, to kind of get that toughness Coach Cliff is talking about, to be stronger on the boards? Is it a rebounding thing? Is it navigating through pick and rolls better? Is it closing the gaps on three-point shooters? What are some areas where you think this team needs to best improve to stay in this playoff hunt?
Dante, I think it's a couple of things, and you know, I said we sit there and we watch Coach Clifford and watch his reaction to things. I know that rebounding is really bothering him. The inability to limit opposing teams' second chance opportunities, that was a real source of pride for his teams in Charlotte. Year in and year out, they were among, if not the number one defensive rebounding team in the NBA. They were always up at the top. You just didn't get second chance opportunities against them. He stresses it. We watch practice. We know how much it's stressed. And, you know, I think we're like 14th or 15th, maybe dropped a little bit after last night.
I think 16th, you're right.
Yep. 16th now in defensive rebounding. And that's not – he wants to be a top five defensive rebounding team. So there's a lot of work to do there. That would be number one. I think what – I wouldn't be surprised if he now goes in and says, look, I don't care if we get no fast break points. Let's just make sure that we secure the defensive rebound. You know, if it takes five guys going, if every guy on the team has to find their man and box out, then that's what we're going to do, and just forget about running and, you know, trying to get too many transition baskets, because I think we're just getting killed on the opponent's offensive glass, our defensive glass. That'd be number one. And then the other thing is just to execute better down the stretch. You know, when you're in these close games, you know, you can't afford the 3 second calls and the jumping in the air and throwing passes to nobody. And, you know, those types of turnovers are just, they're just killers at the end of games. So I think more attention to detail is going to be a point of emphasis as well. Execution. Yeah.
No, it's too bad, because you got some great minutes from Jarrell Martin, who came in and hit some big shots for you. I thought that's the best Jaron Grant has looked in quite some time. You knocked down 14 triples. You put to win that basketball game. And, you know, I think we talked about it, and I think in Golden State, I think you're a fast break dunk by Evan Fournier away from closing the door, making it a 20-point game and winning that. So there are some things you've done well on this trip, but to Cliff's point, you're not coming away with the wins, and that's where the frustration comes in for him. 50857 is the text line. AB, what's next up here for David Steele?
Dante, this one I think people are looking forward to tomorrow night. This one coming from Mike saying, we'll see number one versus number six tomorrow for the first time. Just your guys' thoughts through 20 games on what you've seen from the number six pick.
I think it's going to continue to be a work in progress, right, David? Last night, I would say, was probably one of his better games in a while, but he certainly has been inconsistent, as we would expect from someone in his rookie year.
Yeah, most rookies experience that, and our guy is experiencing the inconsistencies that's typical with rookies. But I tell you, he shows... we've seen a lot of flashes. I mean, it's more than just a couple. I know, talking to other coaches and other broadcasters all around the league, that we've seen through 22 games. And there are a lot of people that are wowed by his ability and by the things that they see from him. Terry Stotts last night, when he made a three-point shot, I looked down at him, and he was standing at midcourt, and he glanced over at Steve Clifford, just kind of smiled and shook his head like, you know, this kid is really going to be something. At 7 feet tall and with that wingspan, to stand out and have that smooth of an outside shot is really remarkable. And he's got good hands and a good feel around the basket. You know, I just think right now Dante is head spinning, and there are a lot of things going through his head. You know, the NBA, people think they just roll out the balls, and, you know, you got the greatest athletes in the world that are flying around shooting and dunking, but as you know, Dante, there's a lot of preparation that goes into to a game night, and there are a lot of things that the coaches expect the players to know and to be able to do, and assignments that they have offensively and defensively, spots to be on in the floor, and, you know, in certain situations. And it's just a lot to throw at a 20-year-old guy that played 1 year of college basketball. And you know, you look at Ayton, and he's putting up some numbers, but they're 4-17. You know, they're not winning games. They have a lot of young guys that are, you know, and they're getting minutes and they're getting shots, Bamba's playing a secondary role. Ayton has been thrown into the spotlight. They threw him into the deep water, and you see what's happening. They're 4-17. So, you know, Bamba has the luxury, in my opinion, of playing behind Nick Vucevic, and he's learning and he's developing at a nice pace. I think it's very good.
All right, David. Well, great stuff as always. Appreciate it. Look forward to getting one tomorrow against the Phoenix Suns.
All right, Dante. Thank you.
You got it. That is David Steele, television voice of the Orlando Magic. We are on the air at 8:30 tomorrow on Fox Sports Florida, 8:30 on the Magic Radio Network right here, 96.9 The Game. I'll have Brian Hill join me tomorrow at 6. Have a good night, everybody.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.